From 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. More details were emerging about the indictment against former President Trump in the classified documents case. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The charges allege Trump knowingly kept and risked exposing records with America's top secrets, including nuclear and military capabilities, showing some to a writer and to a political ally, and of trying to cover it up, attempting to convince his lawyers or to work around his lawyers to circumvent a search warrant.
New Haven, Connecticut is paying Randy Cox $45 million after officers failed to properly secure him in the back of a police van. This woman reacted.
Completely blows my mind. I don't even have comments about that because no words come to mind. No words.
When the vehicle stopped short, Cox flew headfirst into the van's rear doors and was paralyzed from the chest down. The air quality is gradually improving as smoke from Canadian wildfires is dissipating. Zach Taylor is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
The weather system that was responsible for funneling all that smoke down the East Coast is starting to break down and weaken and also move away. And that is allowing the winds to be kind of redirected and dispersed some of that smoke across the country.
The man known as the Unabomber has died. CBS's Steve Kathan has that story.
Ted Kaczynski was behind a mysterious series of bombings that began in 1978.
The bomb on the Yale campus today.
The targets, mostly universities or airlines, hence the nickname Unabomber. Ultimately, three people were killed, 23 others wounded. In 1995, the Washington Post and New York Times reluctantly printed his anti-technology manifesto. The ramblings reminded David Kaczynski of things his older brother had written about.
Clearly, he had to be stopped.
Which led to Ted Kaczynski's arrest at a cabin in Montana.
Ted Kaczynski was found dead in his North Carolina prison cell yesterday. He was 81. A nationwide drug shortage, including some cancer medications, is causing doctors and pharmacists to scramble for alternatives. What is the FDA doing about it?
The FDA announced that it was going to allow a Chinese manufacturer to import one of the chemotherapy drugs that's been in shortage into the U.S. That drug has not been approved for use in the U.S. In this case, they're going to allow an exception. They're looking at the possibility of doing that with some other drugs.
That's Tina Reed with Axios. Many Americans struggling to buy a home.
With mortgage rates going up and there's scarcity of inventory, there's just not much that's affordable. And that's been a big way of building wealth, having that home so that you aren't subject to the whims of rent, which can go up and up and up.
This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Crack. And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, the radio for the people.
On about power, talk of people's dreams they may shatter. Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Score.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back. Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We used Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Hey, music lovers, Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com. See you on the bus.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue, across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
We'll be right back. Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
My glass and raise it high. Ruby red spit in my eye. Don't know why. I think I'll hang around some more. Why? I say the things I say. I didn't mean it anyway. Oh yeah, I did, but not today. Why do I do the things I do? I wish I knew. I don't have a clue. It's more for me than it's for you. I don't know why.
Fuck!
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Bring me love. Where's my chocolate cake? Give me a bump, 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 bump. Tell me, you'll be doing me a favor. Black eyes to savor you, my dear. Showers bring me nothing. Where's my chocolate cake? Give me a bump, 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 bump. Hey, DJ.
More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Walks has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always...